Hello everyone and welcome back to Season 2 of Memory of Me. Today former guest Sharon Tosh and I discuss how life has evolved since my last podcast. I reflect on how I have grown emotionally and spiritually in order to try and rebuild my life again. Sharon and I have an open and honest and uplifting conversation which will hopefully inspire others. To season 2, we're here, we're back again. This one's going to be a wee bit different today because I'm going to be interviewed by a past guest. Sharon Tosh is here from what is your
Sharon Tosh coaching?
That's all right. I don't know if you had a caption or not on Instagram or not. So Sharon's going to interview me today and just a wee update about kind of what's happened in the past 6 months, isn't it? Just a life update, really.
Good stuff.
Over to you, Sharon.
So, folks, for one episode only, you have me as your host, and this is all very strange for us today, so bear with us. So, Brona, just to start off, the podcast has really been successful. Series 1 has been unbelievable. But just for any new listeners or people that maybe don't know your own story, give us a wee background of your own grief journey, if you don't mind.
Well, to start off with, I was absolutely delighted with the numbers, the following with the podcast is just unbelievable. It really took off, do you know what I mean? And like the messages and just people reaching out, and honestly, we'll talk more about it throughout it, but it's just been amazing. But it's also been my biggest lesson. But we'll talk about that again in a minute. But so my background was, I've been on this grief journey now for 7.5 years. It'll be 8 years now in February. My first was my daddy. I lost my daddy in February 2015. And he was we were absolutely stunned with his, to be honest with you, It was the exact same way Thomas too as well, Berkey. There was no symptoms, no signs, no warnings, absolutely nothing. So that was my daddy's in 2015, and leading up for them 5 years was our biggest loss. It was the biggest change in our life. Beautiful things actually happened throughout them 5 years too as well. You know, we lost my daddy and I fell pregnant in the exact same year. I lost somebody, the most significant thing in my life. And then, to be blessed then being pregnant then with not one, but two babies. Me and Berkey, we got married, we had our children, we bought our first home together, we did all that. Life was tough. It was hard to, navigate life. I went through a really up and down spells through grief with my daddy. You had that grief fog. I had that a lot from the past 7.5 years. And then I lost Berkey, my husband, then in the 23rd of April, 2020, the exact same thing, with a cardiac arrest. No symptoms, no signs, no warnings, nothing. And I was, really savaged in my 20s, to be honest with you. It's been the most traumatic 7.5 years. As a family, as a whole, it's just been really hard to navigate and go through. But at the same time too, there has been growth, and there has been hope again. And, I've now seen that light that you go through with grief, because grief can be so heavy, and you go through this tunnel of complete fog at times too as well. I also lost Gorbel too as well, Robert, who was the man who walked me down the aisle when I was getting married to Berkey, was my daddy's best friend. So I lost him 6 weeks after Berkey. again, double hits for 1 year. And, you know, it was just 2020 and 2021, to be honest, we was a blur. Mm-hmm. Literally a blur. I can't remember half it. I genuinely can't. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I look back at photographs and I've looked back, and that's where kind of where the Instagram kind of blew up then for me, was that, you know, Berkey's death was very much pushed through the media. At the time, you know, we were just in the midst of lockdown. Do you know, we were all, you know, it was just really, really tough at that time. I think we were only locked down about 4 or 5 weeks. So obviously, naturally enough, we had more time at home and whatever. So that's kind of where my Instagram kind of blew up. When my daddy passed too as well, I would have wrote a post every Friday about my daddy, just about how he was feeling. Kind of, it was my way of kind of out and pouring and sharing photographs that people hadn't seen before. And I did the exact same thing as well, because Berkey died on a Thursday. So I did the same thing. I did a post every Thursday. And I think people related a lot to that too as well, and just thought, you know what, this girl's going through a lot of loss and a lot of pain. And she's getting it out there, and she's saying how she truly feels. That sometimes that we don't do that. Do you know, grief is such a taboo subject. Pain is such a taboo subject that we only share what we want to share. Do you know, I'm a first AB, so guilty of that, where I would bottle up a lot of things, or a lot of minds would be like, oh, let's not think about it. We'll think about that in a few weeks, da-da-da. Do you know, and that's not the case at times. Do you know what I mean? So that's really it in a nutshell, that, you know, they were my three biggest losses that ever happened in my life. And, you know, now it's us as a family going forward of trying to navigate through life again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, about the podcast was just, I really just kind of really wanted to get it out there, and different topics and subjects to speak about, and just say, you know what, it's okay to feel like this. And mm-hmm. And that's really it. Like, you know.
That's, Brona, I mean, you brought the podcast out. Series one was out, you know, when you were just over a year into your grief. And I always found that really inspirational, where you got the strength to do that.
Yeah.
Talk to me a wee bit about, explain to me, what was your, you mentioned it there a wee bit, but what was your inspiration for doing it? Why did you say, right, I'm doing this? You know, what was the reason?
I think the main reason was that because I spoke so openly and still do so, not as much anymore, but I do still speak openly on Instagram through my grief. That, you know, I think that's really was for me, was when I was kind of pouring out everything, like I would have been sobbing, crying on Instagram, speaking of like, I've had a really shit day today, do you know, or, you know, what I spoke about the struggles and pains that maybe the twins would have had and stuff too as well. And, do you know, and I had that outpour and people related to that. Where I got to a stage where my messages were just going up and up and up and up and up, where people were like, do you know what? I'm glad you said this. I feel this too as well. Or I know a friend who's going through this. And it was just like, my page ended up becoming like, it was just a lot of it was just associated or in grief the full time. Where, you know, as I said, it was just, I was inundated with messages, and I thought, why not put this onto a podcast? And, you know, let people share their stories and share their pain and share their loss. And, you know, like we've had people on in season one, Mary Kuehl, for example, do you know, she may not have lost, she lost her marriage, but she also lost herself too as well. Do you know, for me, it's memory of me, the podcast is the, you know, it's shown you all different ways of grief. Because there's love and grief too as well, as long we, you know, losing, you know, a family member or a pet or anybody really in general, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And when you were thinking about series one, like, I mean, how did you decide on the people? Where did you find the people? Was it just people coming through your Instagram or?
No, I think it was, I kind of put out a topic box, and I did that. I've done it now for season two now too as well, where I've just kind of, what people wanted to, what stories wanted to be shared and spoke about, and topics that people really want to share their pain together. Because, do you know, I think that's really where it was, where I was just, there was a topic box. I did a lot of research, and, you know, a podcast is not just whack up a mic and that's it. You know, there's a lot of research behind it all. There's a lot of research of getting, you know, the right people for, you know, the right podcast, you know. And, you know, we had a lot of subjects last season, were topics. We had like so many. And that's with me with this one too as well. It's just really getting it out there. And, you know, to me, it's just, there's a driving force behind me where I'm just like, no, let's just show people that this is reality, this is real life. And you know what? Share our pain. Mm-hmm. Share whatever we want to share. And it's okay to feel the way we feel.
It's normal.
Do you know, we're okay. And we always push on about mental health and stuff like that. But are we really? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? There should be 10 times more things done. And if I can share my experiences through my own mental health, or share experience, somebody sitting in the hot seat over there with their experiences, by all means, mm-hmm. it's an open and honest conversation about loss, pain, and everything else mm-hmm. in the midst of it all.
And the success of season one, as we were just saying, is absolutely massive, Brona. Mm. And there was 12 episodes. I was one of those episodes as well. And I was uh-huh. quite shocked at, you know, how many you'd done in such a short space of time. And I know from, you know, at the day that we recorded my episode,
yeah.
I went home, I think I said this before on my social media then, I was absolutely exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, when you're sitting in that pain and you're talking about it in this way, mm-hmm. so I often thought how is Brona Burke doing this, mm-hmm. because it's not, as you say, it's not just throwing up a mic.
No, it's not.
It's not just having a conversation. You're going deep.
You're going deep. And the thing is you're not throwing up a mic. And I said there a wee minute ago about the research and stuff, but the afterwards of that too as yeah. well, you know, when them people leave, like, it's not, you feel that pain. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And you're a lot of, actually every person who's came on the podcast, it's been so relatable in ways where their journeys might be different in mine's, but we all are associated around pain. Do you know what I mean? There is a significant amount of pain there. And that's the thing with me, was that I was, you know, should I have done 12 episodes in one season? Maybe not. But it was the biggest lesson that I ever had, but it was also one of my, I wouldn't say regrets, but it was one of, you know, it was, you know, there was just, I don't even know what words to say here for this, but it, you know, I've just went through a really, really dark path afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just finished season one, and Berkey's anniversary was around that time too as well.
And that was his second anniversary.
It was his second anniversary. And I think I just didn't sit with my own grief. And I was pushing that behind and pushing it behind and compressing it down as much as I could. And I think then that once season one ended, then the lid came off.
Right.
And, you know, I did go through a really dark path. Mm-hmm. And only my family and friends would know that. Mm-hmm. You know, I pour out as much as I can on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
and I have to be open and honest here and say it, that I didn't go through a really good time at that time,
mm-hmm.
you know, to a point where I didn't want to be here anymore.
Mm.
And that is a really hard pill to swallow when, you know, I don't even want to get upset, but, you know, it is a really hard pill to swallow when, you know, you've went through so much pain and, you know, your significant other isn't there anymore. Do you know what I mean? So I felt in ways selfish
mm-hmm.
to feel the way I was feeling when I know that my two children were relying on me,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not Superwoman. Do you know what I mean? I'm not Superwoman, and I'm not, you know, I can't be all go, go, go all the time. And I think that was the point where I just, you know, I had to seek help. I had to get medical help, and I did. And, you know, I went through them next couple of months from my lowest point to now to go to strength, to strength, to strength, to strength. You know, I have my moments throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
I have my moments throughout the night. Do you know, I still lie in a cold bed every single night on my own. You know, they're the things that unless you have never went through loneliness, then you won't know how it feels. And that loneliness is crippling at times. Mm-hmm. So it is. And I think to me, it was just, there was a, as I said, it was just that my lowest day lows, but you know, that it's been, as I said, you know, not just season one, but also with, you know, Berkey's second anniversary. Mm-hmm. It was my biggest lesson and it was my biggest heartache, but it's mm-hmm. also been my biggest strength. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. it's crazy.
It's crazy. Because it is, you know, what you have just achieved with the podcast. Mm. And I know that not everybody knew when you were going through that hard time. I actually was one of the people that did know.
Yeah.
And Brona, I have to say to you right now, how you have pulled yourself out of that. You know, I've seen you at your worst and have had many a voice note from you and your despair, and how you've pulled yourself around. You know, I couldn't be prouder of you, and you should be really proud of yourself, you know. But to lighten it up a bit, just and you know, talking about that and staying with a wee minute, Brona, how can you explain, how did you pull yourself out of that? What was your inspiration? What was the thing that was pushing you, you know, that you needed to go on? You needed to get out of this dark tunnel?
Adam Leifa and also my mammy and Berkey being by my side, because I know that's not what Berkey would have wanted me to, you know, to go down that avenue. I know that he wouldn't wanted me to be in the depths of the depression that I was in, because I was really, really bad with depression at that time. And I never seen it like that or never really thought that I did. It was only when I kind of went through, you know, therapy that I realized that I was in the depths of depression. And also, you know, through that, I've had the diagnosis now of traumatic grief. Traumatic grief is completely different to grief. Do you know what I mean? And anybody who knows what I'm talking about with traumatic grief, it's like an extra layer on top of things. And I was also diagnosed with PTSD. Now, I'm not sitting here and saying I've got this diagnosis and I've got mm-hmm. that diagnosis, but this is the reality of what, you know, you go through your own mental health and your own journey. Now, personally, I don't even know why we're chatting, but I'm just going to just be honest with you when I'm talking about this. I am not a person who can take medication. By all means, have I before? Yes. But mine was, I think, to get me out of that hole was Adam Leifa pushed me forward, Berkey always by my side, my mommy pushing me there, and to me it was exercise. Exercise was always a big, big push in my life. Like, I'm no athlete, but I like the, you know, exercise, and I always had that structure, you know, that kind of sense. But, you know, it took a lot of work mm-hmm. to get to where I am now. You know,
it's not easy.
It's not easy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not easy. And I know that I'm not going to sit here and be like happy-go-lucky and say, woo, do you know, I've came from strength to strength and this is it now, folks. Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
No.
Because you have to put the work on every single day. Mm-hmm. Every day. And I might have a spell where I have a really bad day. I might even navigate under a really bad month. But I know now the coping mechanisms of going through therapy. They know that what way they navigate through them now, rather than before, I would have been quite angry, quite volatile. These are the things that people wouldn't have seen, but my closest to me would have seen it. And I don't know, I think the past couple of months too as well with me, it's just been I've had a real sense of calmness that not a lot of things would really fizzle me anymore. And if they did, it would have to take a lot, because, you know, life is worth loving after loss. And I can actually see that now, that life is worth loving after loss. And I know that Berkey will always, and my daddy and Gorba will always continue to be by my side for whatever I go through in life, as well as the twins, as well as my mommy. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you have to change your mindset around that.
Just listening to you there, you know, we talk about the dark tunnel a mm-hmm. lot, and the tunnel of grief. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, everybody listening will relate to that as well. And when I hear you talking about that, Brona, mm. it kind of makes me a wee bit emotional, because I can see mm-hmm. that, you know, you're coming out the other end. You're yeah. seeing the wee bit of light again yeah. And that darkness. And that's just unbelievable, you know.
And the thing is to me is that, like, as I said, with Memory of Me, with the podcast, it was, you know, it was very much, as I said a wee while ago there about, and I did it messages and stuff, that it, to me, it was just about, you know, saying, when you're speaking to somebody and they're speaking about their pain and I'm speaking about my pain, you know, there is so much hope there for everybody. And that's what I really want the podcast to be pushed through, to know that no matter what you go through, no matter what pain you carry each day, that please, there is life after loss. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to not move on. I wouldn't say move mm-hmm. on, and I wouldn't say, but I would say move forward. Mm. You have to move forward for them people that you may have lost, that person you may have lost, and yourself, mm-hmm. and they know that it's okay to do that. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I find that because of the grief that you have and maybe the trauma behind that, that people might see that, you know, oh, that's that girl who lost her husband. That's a, you know, I'm just saying my end, you know, that's a girl who's lost her husband and her daddy within 5 years. No, I'm a 32-year-old woman who, yes, I've lost that. I carry that pain every single day. So does my twins and the next house to me too as well. But Adam and Aoife are their own person, and so is their mammy. Do you know, I don't want to be always associated. I will always carry that flag, and I will always be the push and force drive when it comes to grief, loss, and pain, and your mental health. But I don't want to be defined as Brona Burke, who's lost, you know, within them 5 years.
There's much more to you, Brona.
There's so much more.
And
there's not just me. There's so much more for the twins, so much for Rose Siobhan, so much more for anybody that's went through a real significant loss like mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm. Do you know, you are your own person too as mm-hmm, well. And that's mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's okay to you know, not be stuck.
Mm-hmm. Building your life alongside your grief.
Definitely.
And it's, you know, even to get to the point of doing that, is you just.
But I wouldn't have even spoke or talked like this maybe a year ago. Mm. I wouldn't have. I would have been very much stuck in my own pain and my own family's pain. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And our loss. Do you know, I wouldn't have even. I would have never seen the cracks of light of where my life has gone to now. Mm-hmm.
And suppose going and hitting your darkest moments brought you that, Brona.
Definitely. The thing is that I've had dark, dark moments before on Instagram where I've came on the first year and a half and outpoured and cried my eyes out. Now I don't do that anymore because I don't need to do that anymore because that's for me now. Mm. Do you know, I will have them moments on my bed on my own crying. I will have them moments sobbing on my car. You know, I will have that tear rolling down my face when I'm watching Adam play a football match. Mm. They're my moments. I don't need to share everything anymore. And that's okay. And that's the thing is that I think it's unbelievable how much grief can change you as a person in good and bad ways. Mm-hmm. And now I think with the intense therapy that I've had over the past couple of months has shown me how much that you can change, still be your own person and still be the same person you are,
and but still
they change your mindset around it.
Yeah. And just on from that then, Brona, you know, it is just over 2.5 years since Berkey passed. What does life look like now for you and the twins? And you know, what is this new wee bit of light that you do see?
I just want us to be happy. Do you know what I mean? I just want the three of us to be happy, content. Do you know, I'm pushing on so much with changing my house and and stuff like that. And they're the wee things that I would have never had the spark for anymore. You know, I was throwing in a wee bit of paint here and a wee bit there. But then wee projects now kind of drive me forward. I love doing up the house and, you know, it feels like home now. Mm-hmm. Well, or beforehand, it felt like a shell. It really did. It didn't, to me, it didn't feel homely or anything. You know, now it does. As I say, I just want the three of us to be happy. I want to be happy. Mm-hmm. I want my mommy to be happy. I want my family and my friends to be happy. Who knows where life is going to lead me? Mm-hmm. Do you know? And I'm really open to anything, to be honest with you. I'm open to finding happiness again. Mm-hmm. I'm open to finding hope again. Mm-hmm. Do you know? They're the things that I never would have ever came out of my mouth maybe a year and a half ago. Yeah. And it's not like I've never, ever came out and just said, you know, I think too as well, see the past couple of months, because I've, you know, actually been out and about again and enjoyed the summer.
Yeah.
The people speak to you differently now that you are enjoying yourself again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was in the depths of my pain, I would have had completely different conversations with people to where I am now. It's everybody behind me is like, you're doing great. It's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Da-da-da. The whole works. But I might have had a really shit hour just beforehand. Yeah. But you're still putting up a fist in front.
Yeah.
But my questions have been definitely been, you know, I've had a lot throughout the summer of, do you think you'll move on again? Mm-hmm. Do you know, a lot of them questions have been, or do you think you would, you know, it's been very much, and I wouldn't have had that a year and a half ago. Now I've had that a lot. Mm-hmm.
And that's just basically because you're actually, you know, out and about a wee
this
bit
is that.
More.
And the thing is,
and people are assuming,
no, because I never drank for 9 months after Berkey. Alcohol was a trigger to me back then. Alcohol was a huge, huge trigger to me after my daddy passed. And I've spoke about it on here before on the podcast that only really Berkey would have seen that. But now I have a good relationship with alcohol. Like it's not, I don't get triggered anymore the way I would have had that. Like well or beforehand, I would have had real streaks of anger. I would have been very, very volatile. Do you know, I don't see it like that anymore. Do you know, and it's just, I don't know. I think it was just this summer, especially after going through them really intense 8 weeks after the podcast and I started to enjoy the summer again. I thought, no, do you know, there is life after loss and everybody has a story to tell. And I just want to look back in maybe 10 years time and say, do you know what, B, you've done it. Mm-hmm. You've went through the most traumatic, hardest times in your life. You know, finding hope, happiness again. Mm-hmm. Do you know, mm-hmm. I really, really do. You know, when, like, I've had a loss there six, 7 weeks ago. Now it was my granny. Do you know what I mean? And I haven't even processed her. I haven't even begun to process her yet. Mm-hmm. Because there's just been so much of us looking after my granddad and stuff like that, that's the way grief goes with me. I don't, I'm just being honest of where I've been with my grief within the past 7 years. Like, it takes me a long time to process that somebody's actually passed, do you know? Mm-hmm. But I know what way to cope with that now, mm-hmm. do you know that kind of way? And I've had many conversations, even with my granny throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. And she was just so happy to see me happy again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So there's a lot of contentment there for me that I know that my granny would be like, no, you're doing great.
She's still doing good.
Keep you going. Do you know that kind of way?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, obviously, even pushing yourself to that point wasn't easy. I do remember, you know, when you were starting to go out or maybe even planning a holiday or whatever, going away with the girls, you know, you did doubt it at the start. And it was everybody around you saying,
it was,
Brona, just go, just do it.
You know? That's the thing as with me, is the forefront of me is my best friends and my family. And every time I do anything, I always go back to them. do you know, and they've always like, be, do it, have enjoy your summer, do whatever you need to do, da da da. And I have, and I've had the best times because of that. And not alone just me. I don't want this to be, I know we're interviewing me, but I'm talking about the twins too as well. Do you know, they've had such a good summer. They've came from strength to strength to strength too as well. And Adam and Aoife are, you know, they're going through their own counselling too as well now at the minute, which is amazing too as well that they have that. I'm not really going to speak about that because that's their wee thing.
Their story,
but
yeah.
Do you know, but, you know, we are, we have, and we continue to do so, just go by strength, by strength. And as I said, I just really want this podcast to come out, to be like, you know, even though you've went through your darkest times, that there is that light and there is that hope again. And Jesus, there is life after loss. Do you know that I will always carry that pain, but it's different now. It's different.
And Brona, just in that note, I think that's where we'll end it, because that is the most inspirational story, you know, to listen to you about what you've been through and what you've been through recently in your darkness. What an inspiration you are, and you continue to be with this podcast. This is series two now.
Series two.
Yay. Series two coming up. What have we got in store, or can you say? I know you don't want to talk about the guests specifically, but any subject matters or...
There's a few subjects coming up. A lot of, every time I put a feedback box, it's the same subjects that people want to hear. So we'll see that now throughout the podcast. I don't want to say what they are because I'm going to let them kind of unfold itself. What I will say that there is only eight episodes, no, seven, because I'm one of them.
Imagine me being one of them.
But... there's going to be seven more episodes, and they are incredible, inspirational, amazing people coming on.
Brilliant.
So, but I, this is that. So it's going to unfold. It's going to do great again. And I'm just excited to see where season two is going to go.
It is so exciting. I think we're all excited to see where it's going to go.
I think it's because, you know, because I had such a break here from April to now, everybody's like, yay, season two. And I'm like, woo, there's that willpower again, just to push on forward again.
I think
so,
you needed that break. I needed to go through what you went through. And now you're back firing on all the cylinders, and you want to get going. Well, Brona, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being so honest today. And thank you so much for allowing me to be you one episode.
I know. I know better woman.
Oh, no better. I don't know if I'm as good as you now, but you definitely don't. But I thank you so much. And we'll look forward to episode two coming very soon.
Thank you so, so much, Gail. Love you to bits. And thank you for doing this for me.
No bother at all, anytime.
Right. Bye.
Bye.